The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. A short while ago, I talked about poems in the form of a sestina. A sestina has six stanzas in which the same six words appear in a different order in each stanza. Then a final stanza has all six words packed tightly into just three lines. The description makes the poem sound like a math problem, but trust me, inside that seemingly rigid structure, beautiful poems can come to life. I invited listeners to send me sestinas they had written. What a lucky pleasure it's been, following the patterns and trails through the rich and varied poems I received. The one I'm going to share with you today is by Maria Maggi of Moscow, Idaho. It is called Sestina for the Creek. Maria wrote this about her process of writing the poem. I've never been able to write a sestina before at any time. It was amazing. For me, the epiphany was that it's not about the words I choose so much as the pattern of experience and meaning they are inspired by and meditate on. I started to write you back about the Sestina podcast, and something started to take hold, the feel of the whole thing. So I quickly saved the email and diverted what I was trying to describe into writing the Sestina. And it did come out in a torrent, so to speak. I even woke up in the wee hours of the morning and was sitting up in my bed scribbling away to get the last stanza. Then I went to sleep. Those are the words of Maria Maggi, and here is the poem. To begin is to carve a labyrinth. Words, like puddles, smooth, clean-colored eyes, crowd in to follow the emerging pattern. Straight lines are an easy illusion. The widening creek, running fast and wild, flings a whirlpool at the bank so it can bend. If I start to pile up thoughts, they just bend back into themselves. Pilgrims pacing a labyrinth, hoping to find the perfumed center grown wild with old June roses. The creek sees its center without eyes, bypasses the short sight of the mind's thorned illusion, knits silt, twigs, whole logs into its furiously shifting pattern. All week, rain and hail fed that hungry pattern. By Friday, the creek stretched its wet, grassy edges to bend, to shape its own fresh momentum. Not engineered illusion. A young man on the bank watched the dancing labyrinth. My professor says it's alive, he beamed. This lantern lit our eyes, bubbled into bright froth like the creek, strong and shining wild. It's an idea some would say is too wild, too out there, too far away from machine as pattern. But if we look through living, darting eyes, we can see the creek shape us as destined to bend in part of a waltz through the chute-turned labyrinth, curving in, then out, bowing deep, past the illusion of old thinking, that yogi contorting in an illusion of preeminence. Dark branches over the bank shine wild with drop earrings of water. Ducks nest in the labyrinth of old thatch, before first leaves can print a new pattern of shadow on the spent current. Until then, we all bend, following the leaping creek with watchful eyes. Our coats now beaded with rain, we lock eyes in a colluding smile against the prevailing illusion we humans are in charge. We begin to carve a sharp bend, a rounded corner, a trusting hand held out to the wild breeze within us. We are living inside its roiling pattern and cannot leave its succulent labyrinth. The Big Bang could bend itself into labyrinth, exploding our illusion that chaos has no pattern. At night, the creek grows eyes, fluid stars, spinning wild. That was Sestina for the Creek by Maria Maggi, and that's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.